Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, thank you for holding this hearing and your efforts to move this nomination along. I am thrilled that my neighbor and friend has been nominated by the President to be Secretary of Agriculture. I wholeheartedly support this nomination, and I look forward to us moving it quickly. We need you now. It's great to have somebody from our neighborhood who understands the concerns and needs of certainly our prep folks in the Red River Valley, some of the special needs they have when natural disaster strikes. But just across the board, as former mayor of St. Paul, I think history shows that it was actually North Dakotans who may have founded my city, so there's a long-term tie there. It's been mentioned about the bipartisan nature of this committee. With all the bickering that goes on in Washington, with all this kind of negative partisan divide, this committee has been a haven, safe haven from that. Senator Conrad's leadership on the Farm Bill, working with those of us on the other side of the aisle, and that was never an issue, was what's right for farmers, what's right for American agriculture. And that relationship goes across the board, Senator Dorgan and Congressman Pomeroy. So it's a special place. And I think you bring special qualities to that. I've often found that a key to negotiation is two things: humility and a capacity to listen. I have a friend of mine, Ward Bram, who told me a story one time that he was on a flight coming back to Washington. He sat down next to this guy. They had this tremendous conversation the whole flight, and they kind of became good buddies. And at the end of the flight, he got up and said, "You know, well, what do you do?" And the response was, "I'm Ed Schaefer. I'm the governor of North Dakota." He never bothered, didn't start his conversation with his position. He sat there and listened with a sense of humility and create a relationship. We're going to be in the midst of some negotiations of a farm bill. And I think it requires a good listener, requires a sense of humility. The administration doesn't always get it right, and perhaps we don't either. But if I think you bring those qualities, and then perhaps most important, where I started, is someone who cares deeply about American agriculture, and certainly from this senator's perspective, has a unique understanding of the needs that we have. So I think we found an individual, Mr. Chairman, who has all these qualifications, and I hope we move this nomination along very quickly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.